أعوذ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثنتان لا تردان أو قلما تردان. Studying this chapter of jihad, the importance of jihad, the virtues and the necessity of it. Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two things that are never returned, or they are very seldom returned. That is, two du'as that are always accepted. They are hardly ever rejected. And in other riwayats it comes that they are never rejected, the du'a of two particular times. A du'a in the nida, du'a at the time of adhan. At that time, unfortunately today, we don't pay attention to adhan at all. We don't reply to adhan, and that is a very valuable, very mubarak time when adhan is carrying on. We just carry on still talking. If it's our business affairs, we're carrying on. If we are at home, we just carry on. We don't pay attention, we don't reply, we don't respect the adhan. But that is a time when our du'as are also readily accepted. And not to respect adhan, to carry on talking. Yeah, for example, even in the masjid, when adhan is carrying on, if we are in the wuzu khana, we are at the back, we are making a big noise. If there is any jalsa, any gathering, and after that adhan takes place, right in the masjid, you will find people talking loudly and showing disrespect to adhan. This is a sign of munafaqat, of hypocrisy. We should try and remedy this very urgently, and it is becoming a very widespread and common disease. So, and also the dua when iqamat is taking place, when takbir takes place. At that time also dua is readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So in our hearts we should make dua at that time. وَعِنْدَ الْبَأْسِ, and at the time of difficulty and hardship. And that difficulty and hardship refers to حِينَ يَلْحِمُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا, when the two enemies are fighting one another in jihad, at the time when the actual battle starts raging. And at that time du'as are readily accepted also. So that is not an occasion that we will just experience, but adhan and takbir is a time that we experience all the time. We should respect adhan, give jawab of adhan, and a person who does that and reads durood sharif after adhan and reads the du'a after adhan, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises that person he will intercede for him, which in turn means that person's mort will definitely come on iman. So that is very important. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غزا قال. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam took part in the battle himself, which is called a ghazwa. Ghazwa is that battle in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself took part. Then he should make dua to Allah ta'ala. Allahumma anta adudi wa nasiri. O Allah, you are my helper. You are part of mine. In other words, which the explanation of that is, you are my helper. You are the only one who can help me in this battle. Bika ahul wa bika asrul. It is by you that I move forward and plan, and it is by you that I reach my enemy and I have success and victory over my enemy. Wabika uqatil, and it is with your help that I go out and make qital and fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So at that time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should engage himself in du'as. We learn from that is actually for jihad on the battlefield, but even at any other time when we are busy with something, we should always turn to Allah and make dua and ask Him for His help. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا خاف قوما قال. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was that when he had some fear of any people, that is the enemy, that they are very strong enemy, they are very big in number, some by which by human nature you will have fear of them, then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua particularly. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim. O Allah Ta'ala, we make you against their plan. planning. Whatever they have planned, they are big in number, they are strong, etc. But your power is much more greater, and we ask you that you be against all their planning. Wa na'udhu bika min shururihim, and we seek your refuge and your protection from the evil which is in them, so that no harm can come to us. O Allah, you protect us. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما says that نبي کریم صلى الله عليه وسلم said الخيل معقول في نواصيها الخير إلى يوم القيامة. Horses, it is made an agreement, it is established in their foreheads, there is only great goodness till the day of Qiyamah. In other words, a horse was a major thing in the battlefield, which Allah Ta'ala explains in great detail in the Surah Wal-Adiyat, that what the power of the horses, how well they are trained, how they fight. In other words, the horse was a major thing for fighting and going in jihad. And so Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has put great goodness in the forehead of the horse. In other words, in the horse there is great goodness. وعن عروة البارفي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال Hazrat Urwa al-Barifi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said al-khaylu ma'qudun fi nawasiha al-khayl ila yawm al-qiyamah, that a horse, Allah has established goodness in its forehead, in the horse till the day of Qiyamah. That is, Allah Ta'ala has kept great goodness in jihad and all the things which are the means of jihad. So much so it comes in the hadith, just to keep your horse ready to fight in the path of Allah, that also is very, very great, that has a great reward. Al-ajru wal-maghnam. And this reward is from Allah Ta'ala, that is, be ready for jihad at all times. Keep yourself ready to go out in jihad. So jihad also, as it comes in another hadith, will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. And as long as the ummah made jihad, the ummah was succeeding and fielding the whole earth. But when ummah gave up this jihad, then we started retracting, and we became smaller and smaller, and we lost all the lands of Islam also when we gave up jihad. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله